Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The head of the International Olympic Committee, Thomas Bach, is deriding Boston's effort to win the 2024 Olympics. But sources close to Boston Mayor Marty Walsh and to Governor Charlie Baker tell WBUR's Fred Tice that the U.S. Olympic Committee blindsided Boston in the past few days, just before the USOC pulled the bid on Monday. Fred joins us now to talk about Boston's Olympic bid and how it unraveled over the course of 5 days. What can you tell us, Fred?
Hi, Lisa. Well, I got this account from sources close to Marty Walsh and Charlie Baker. They are requesting anonymity because they're discussing private conversations. Here's what they say. 2 weeks ago, the USOC came to have a check-in meeting with Walsh and with Boston 2024 Chairman Steve Pagliuca. And in that meeting, the USOC told Walsh they needed to make sure that he was in on the games and would endorse a guarantee that Boston would pick up the tab for the games. Here's Walsh talking to NPR's Jeremy Hobson earlier today.
They kept raising the bar on Boston all along, and they were raising the bar because the International Olympic Committee, Thomas Bach's rules, and Thomas Bach's rules and regulations basically were saying to us that Boston and the taxpayers of Boston were going to have to pay for any overruns, or if the games were canceled, Boston would have to pick up the cost.
Okay, so Thomas Bach is the head of the International Olympics Committee as opposed to the U.S. Olympic Committee. What role does he play in the Boston bid?
One Boston source says that he was amazed at how much the USOC goes to great lengths to please Bach. Today, Bach made fun of changes at the head of Boston 2024 and efforts on the part of the Boston committee to improve its bid so as to gain broader support across the state.
At some stage, I gave up following because it was pretty confusing. Every day, there was a new project coming from Boston, or new people and new ideas. So I really gave up their following in detail. But what we could see is, in a nutshell, what happened there is quite simply that Boston obviously did not deliver on the promises they made to USOC when they were selected.
So in the meeting 2 weeks ago, did the USOC give Mayor Walsh a deadline for signing the guarantees that Boston taxpayers would foot the bill if something went wrong in the Olympics?
No. No deadline. They also assured Boston that Los Angeles was not on their radar screen as a possible substitute city. Here's Mayor Walsh speaking to NPR earlier today.
The USOC made it very clear to me that Boston was their choice.
So was Governor Baker in that meeting with the USOC when it happened 2 weeks ago?
No, Lisa. He did speak to the USOC by phone, but only to bring them up to date on the independent report that he had commissioned on the games. Mm-hmm. And he told them he needed the report before he could decide whether to support the games. The USOC asked if they could check in with him on Monday. Nothing more.
It's confusing and it's curious. When do Boston officials say the USOC started to put on the pressure?
The next day, Friday, a source close to the mayor says Steve Pagliuca informed the mayor's office that the USOC was insisting that Walsh sign the guarantee letter. And the mayor felt frustrated. He called Scott Blackman, the head of the USOC. Blackman made it clear that the USOC needed Walsh to come out in favor of the guarantee. On Friday, the governor told the mayor he still needed more time to decide whether he could support the bid, and Walsh and Baker continued to speak over the weekend.
What were members of the mayor's staff worried about?
Well, over the weekend, the mayor's staff concluded that they're not comfortable with the budget for the stadium. They were worried that there was not a big enough contingency built in for cost overruns, and they were not comfortable that the insurance would cover the cost overruns. There was another thing that the Boston officials were thinking about. In 1984, Los Angeles did not have to sign a guarantee that its taxpayers would foot the bill. Mm-hmm. New York, when it made a bid for the 2020 games, it capped its exposure at $250 million. And Chicago, when it bid for the 2016 games, did not agree to an unlimited exposure until a month before the IOC chose Rio de Janeiro for those games. So in Boston, they were thinking the USOC, given the past precedent, would give them more time.
So when was the last time that the USOC spoke to either the mayor or the governor?
At 9:30 a.m. Monday, in a phone call, Scott Blackman, the executive director of the USOC and a couple of other board members told Charlie Baker that the last they heard, he was not ready to back the Olympics until he had his independent report. And Baker told them he was still not ready. He argued that the new Olympic bid put together by Paliuka and his team was a big leap towards helping him make his decision. The USOC official said, "Are you sure you've not formed an opinion?" And Baker said he needed the report. 15 minutes later, Walsh announced he would not sign a blank check for the Olympics, at least not now. And 2 hours later, the mayor's office heard from Paliuka. He was working on a joint statement with the USOC announcing that the Boston would not be hosting the Games.
Okay. Any word from Boston 2024 or USOC?
We reached out to both of them, and 2024 did not want to talk to us, and we never even heard back from the USOC.
Okay. WBUR's Fred Tice, thank you.